This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
You know the order how the mind develops. You understand how you think, and then you can learn how to influence yourself. The ego, your emotional center, is first and last. It's there from birth to death. A baby is entirely a collection of instincts and curiosity and emotions. Some people remain babies, causing constant crises and emotional aggravation, leaving destruction in their wake. Your intellect develops in childhood, driven partly by the ego through play and then by curiosity and by learning and by being taught. It takes you through to early adolescence, and at that stage, the center ought to show up. Strangely, society doesn't teach centeredness enough. Instead, it's left to you, or maybe your culture, or your religion, or inspirational people, to grow the center for yourself. Your center is your highest aspiration. It's where your self-awareness and higher principles reside. Develop your center to take better advantage of your abilities, your free will, your judgment, and your wisdom. A well-developed center filters complexity, making you more observant and wise. It helps you to understand others' behavior. It improves your decision-making and helps you to make peace with the things you can't change. Remember, even with a well-developed center, control is limited. Life remains unpredictable. But understanding this structure gives you a tool to be better prepared and face life with a more knowing smile.